Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masachas Eidiyos, Perkches, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah Asar being learned Beschos, Asar Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher, Fein, Ruziva, Gehagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Alpha tells us, Hey, Rabbi Shulman Masera, he gave it about the following, Aldam Nevelos, Shutar, the blood of a Nevela, of either a dead non-kosher animal, or a dead kosher animal, which wasn't shechted properly, that this blood is Tahar. This is specifically referring to less than a revius of blood. We know that flesh, the meat, the basar of the animal, is metame if it's the size of a kezias. And what he's telling us is that the blood is only metame if it's a revius, not a kezias. Another thing, Hey Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, he gave edos al efer chatas shenaga tamei mektasai shetimas kuloi. With the ashes of the chatas, this refers to the ashes of the para aduma. If there's a whole kli full of them, and somebody who's tamei touched just a little bit of the ashes, he's metamei all of them, even though he didn't touch all the ashes, and that's because they're all considered like one big clump due to the fact that they're all in the same kli. And ha'isif Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva added on the following: al asayles regarding flour for mincha, val ktayres regarding the ktayres, val vayna, this is the vayna which is brought with a mincha, v'agachalim, or coals that were used in the process to bring ketayres, shenaga tvul yom miktasam, if a tvul yom, somebody who was tamei, went to the mikveh that day, but it wasn't nightfall yet, so he still is tamei to some extent, if he touched even part of them, shepasos kulam, he passels everything, because they're all considered connected. On to Mishnah Beis, hey Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda HaKayin, they gave edus about the following, al katana bas Yisrael shenisus l'kayin, regarding katana bas Yisrael, who married a kayin. We had this at the end of the previous parak, where we have this girl, she's an orphan, she doesn't have a father, and her mother, brother married her off. Remember, she's a ketana, she's under 12 years old, they're allowed to do that, and as we had said in the previous parak, that she's allowed to eat truma derabanan, and the chiddush over here is shehi ochelas betruma kim shenichas al chuppa. She's already allowed to eat truma derabanan even right after she went to the chuppa. Afal pi sheloi nevela, even though they never had bia, they never lived together as husband and wife, the moment they were under the chuppa together, that itself already allows her to eat truma. And hey Rabbi Yosi HaKayin, Rav Zachari ben HaKatzav, al tinoikes shehurana ba'ashkaloin, regarding this young girl who was given over as a collateral in Ashkelon. This is a practice of non-Jews in Ashkelon, that when they lent money, they required a human, a person, to be given over to them as a collateral. So this young girl was given over to them as a collateral, and when she was given back, the people of her family distanced her. They didn't allow her to marry a Kayin because they suspected that since she was with non-Jews, that they violated her and that asters her to a Kayin. However, the Edim, that were the same ones that testified that she was given over as the collateral, they also said that she actually was never in seclusion and she was never violated by the non-Jews. But the family didn't want to listen. And Amar Lahem Chacham, the Chacham told them, look, im aminim atem shehurana, if you believe in the first place that she was given over as this collateral, haminu shalei nisur shalei nitma, then you should also believe that she wasn't secluded and that she wasn't violated, because all this knowledge is coming from the same group of Edim. And v'emein atem aminim shalei nisur v'shalei nitma, if you're not going to believe that she wasn't secluded and that she wasn't violated, so al taminu shehurana, don't believe the other part of the Edos, that she was given over in the first place as a collateral, so either which way, you should allow her to marry a kain. We're going to stop her for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.